Let's see. Take me apart.
Aaron?
Oh, hey, Ethan.
I don't mean to get on you, but, wait a minute. Why are you taking apart that blender?
Oh, this, wait, this is a blender?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, how's that song coming along?
Song?
Yeah, you said you were gonna work on another song for McAllister Park.
Oh, right, another song. And this song is about...
You're funny, Aaron. A song about Odyssey, of course.
Like Homer's Iliad and the Odyssey, then?
Are you okay, Aaron? You know we don't make references to The Simpsons on our show. Just right from the heart, like you said. You know, if you're having writer's block, I can leave you alone. Sometimes it helps me to just do some Google research and see what inspires me.
From the heart. Huh. Adventures in Odyssey. Ah, the heart of Adventures in Odyssey. That should get me some good stuff, right?
What?
Yes, sir, I'm trying as hard as I can. This kid Ethan, all he cares about is Adventures in Odyssey. I wasn't told I have to write songs and stuff.
It's been 2 weeks since you infiltrated their camp. You're taking too long. Your mission is simple. Get Ethan Daniels and bring him in. We need him.
I know, I just...
You need him. Don't forget that. You want your life back, don't you?
Yes, it's just... it's not so simple. Everyone is always watching him. It's hard enough not blowing my cover, but I've yet to even get him alone. And this whole band tour thing doesn't help. He's always in a crowd, and I can't snatch him them. This Phil and Bernie are really good. This band tour was a smart move on their part. Too smart.
Then just lay low till you get a chance. A lot of StarCorp resources are tied up in your success. I don't care how you get him. Just get him, bring him in, and do it soon. The boss is getting impatient.
Well, what about you? Have you caught up with my double yet?
Not that that's any of your business, but yeah. Matter of fact, I have.
You caught him?
Not yet, but I will within the hour. Now don't forget, soon.
Aaron's in the bus. I'll try to get him out of there. Oh, hey Aaron. What are you doing?
Oh, hello, Ethan. I was just finishing up writing the lyrics to that song you had me write.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, man, I did some research on a bunch of AIO blogs and stuff, and there's one thing I've noticed is evidently clear. People want this Mitch guy back.
Okay.
So I wrote a song about that.
You what?
Sounds great, Aaron. Ethan, it's great. Aaron, that is so great. I think you want to go tell Phil about that song. We can perform it tonight.
All right, that's a great idea.
What?
It's fine.
What was he thinking? Well, why would he do a song about that?
Look, you know he's new to the intern stuff.
He's not that new to the show. He knows that I care so much about Connie Kendall.
Just show me what you wanted to show me.
Yeah, just put that over there, man. The door's open in 10 minutes. It should be fine.
Wow. Have you guys seen the crowd here? It's crazy. I could barely get here from the bus.
Oh, hey, Aaron. Yeah, it's gonna be a really good show. As long as we...
Have lyrics for the song? I have them right here.
Oh, good. I was worried we were gonna have to play the instrumental tonight. What's it about?
Bringing Mitch back to Odyssey.
Does Ethan know about this?
I told him, but he seemed kind of upset.
He'll be all right. He just has a big crush on the girl that everyone wants Mitch to marry.
Yes, Connie Kendall.
Yeah, you knew that already.
Yeah, yes, of course I did.
Right. Well, I better go get them. Show's about to start.
Bill? Bill Jenkins, is that you? Bill! Hey!
Yes?
Bill, please listen to me. I have been waiting for M Park to come through this town for so long. I love your band.
Could you please just, how did you get back here?
I snuck in. I love your band. I just think you guys could could change everything.
What are you talking about?
Just listen. You have got to do a song about bringing Mitch back to Adventures in Odyssey. Please.
Well, actually...
Don't you see? If you did a song about Mitch, then it might force the writers to think harder about bringing Mitch back. Could you imagine? You could be part of changing the entire course of the show forever. Even if they just brought him back for one two-part episode and we find out he's getting married or something like that, it still could change the world. Don't you want to change the world?
Security? Security! Security!
I'm sorry, Phil. We don't know how I got in here. I'll take him out.
The world, Phil! You can change the world! Change the whole wide world!
And let's just say his record speaks for itself.
On Ancestry.com?
No, see, look, these are police records. I had to pay a little bit for this stuff.
Ethan, I'm sorry. And I'm afraid we can't trust anything they've said, not even this band tour thing.
What are we gonna do?
We've gotta get away from these guys. We need to find some way to get back to Shipshawana.
Don't worry, I can handle that.
Great. And what do you want me to do?
All you've gotta do is keep me safe from any harm that might possibly come my way.
Okay. Sounds easy enough.
Dude, where have you guys been?
Here. We've been here.
Well, you're supposed to be there, on stage.
Play it cool, Ethan.
All right, Phil. I'm sorry about that.
It's fine. The fans are just demanding this song.
Okay. Oh, all right. Well, we'll get out there and play it then. Hey, everybody. We're McAllister Park, and this song is a song you've all been begging for. I don't necessarily agree with the lyrical content, but my friend Aaron here wrote it, and I hope you enjoy. Here we go.
I remember the day when you came our way.
Hey, Ethan, where are you going?
I'll be right back, Phil. I just remembered that I forgot something on the bus.
Maybe you should stay close to me.
Sure thing, but I'll just be right back.
All right. But don't go too far. I wouldn't want anything bad to happen to you.
Okay.
Bernie, I think we need to up the security on the boys.
Oh?
Well, I was backstage before the show, and one of these fans was kind of freaking out about the song. So, I think we need to be more careful considering the situation.
I understand, and I agree.
Good, I just thought... Hey, James, where are you going?
Now I was just going to, go to the washroom. Yeah.
Do you mean the bathroom?
Oh, okay, bathroom, then. Bathroom. Going to the bathroom.
Well, there is one right there.
Oh.
When you're done, could you come help me pack up this gear?
Sure thing, yeah.
Okay. After we get things torn down here, we'll head straight to North Dakota.
North Dakota?
I have a contact there who knows all about machines.
A mechanic?
A science fiction writer.
Oh?
I've booked a gig for the boys there, but this is the last show. I think McAllister Park has served its purpose.
Have you talked to Rebecca?
I'll call her on the way. I'm getting terrible reception here.
We better get back to the bus. I don't want to stay in one place like this for too long.
Let's go.
I'm just saying, if you're gonna buy a gun, you probably shouldn't go for the knockoff brand.
Hey, I'm calling the shots here. Now sit down on the chair and don't say another word or I'll
What's going on?
Ah! Hey there, Uncle Bernie. Just hanging out, you know.
I see. Hanging out is good. Very good. Don't you think, Phil?
Hanging out happens to be one of my favorite activities. I always enjoy a good hearty dose of hanging out.
Tell you what, I think you boys have the right idea. In fact, let's all hang out together right now. We're packed and ready to go. So let's hang out all the way to the county fair in Little Austria. What do you think about that, Ethan?
Yeah, sounds great.
Good. Very good. Let's get going.
Trapped on a bus with Uncle Bernie, Phil, and some strange Aaron impersonator? How are they gonna get out of this one? Can Ethan and James trust anybody?
Well, I guess we already know the answer to that. But will they figure out who to trust? And who is this science fiction writer Bernie is going to meet up with?
It seems like we're getting awfully close to where we left off in season 3. Believe me, I'm just as excited as you are. So be sure to check back next time, whenever that might be.
For those of you who enjoy the ceiling fan humor, you might be interested in checking out my YouTube channel that I started with my brother-in-law called The Boom Bros. You can check that out at youtube.com/TheBoomBrothers. That's D-A... as in duh, like da bomb, and then boom, as in B-O-O-M, and then brothers, spelt, you know, like your brother. And speaking of YouTube, a special thanks to Jordan Taylor of the Blimey Cow YouTube channel for lending his voice on this episode. Today's episode was written and directed by Kevin McCrary. Voice talent include Mark Jones, Garrett Vandenberg, Lauren Crisp, and Justin McKenzie. For more information about The Ceiling Fan and to interact with our fans on the message board, go to ceilingfanpodcast.com. Goodbye, everyone!